What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 505. In this episode, I'll discuss a new observational study on hydroxychloroquine and COVID-19. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode505. And the title of this article is Observational Study of Hydroxychloroquine in Hospitalized Patients with COVID-19. The lead author is Joshua Galeras, and this was published in New England Journal of Medicine, May 2020. Following reports from China and South Korea, and then a small French cohort of patients, hydroxychloroquine has been widely used to treat patients with COVID-19. Unfortunately, beyond these small reports and in vitro data, little information exists on the topic. With the availability of hydroxychloroquine from the Strategic National Stockpile, the authors of this study report their observations on its use in order to add to the available data in this area. The authors evaluated a consecutive sample of patients admitted to a single medical center in New York City with COVID-19. The goal was to examine the association between treatment with hydroxychloroquine and intubation or death in patients with COVID-19. Patients who were intubated, died, or discharged within 24 hours after presentation to the emergency department were excluded from the analysis. The primary endpoint was a composite of intubation or death in a time-to-event analysis. A multivariable Cox model with inverse probability weighting according to propensity score was used to account for differences between groups. Out of 1,446 consecutive patients, only 70 were excluded from analysis. The remaining 1,376 patients had a median follow-up of 22.5 days. Nearly 60% received hydroxychloroquine. The regimen used was 600 milligrams twice daily on day one, then 400 milligrams daily for a median of 5 days. Treatment did not begin immediately, with 45.8% of the patients being treated within 24 hours after presenting to the ED, and 85.9% being treated within 48 hours. The patients in the hydroxychloroquine treated group were sicker at baseline as measured by the median ratio of partial pressure of arterial oxygen to the fraction of inspired oxygen of 223 versus 360 in the group who did not receive hydroxychloroquine. While there were more deaths in the hydroxychloroquine group in the crude analysis, after adjustment, the authors found there was no significant association between hydroxychloroquine use and intubation or death. The authors concluded that in this observational study involving patients with COVID-19 who had been admitted to the hospital, hydroxychloroquine administration was not associated with either a greatly lowered or an increased risk of the composite endpoint of intubation or death. Randomized controlled trials of hydroxychloroquine in patients with COVID-19 are needed. In response to these results, the authors have changed clinical guidance at their center to remove the suggestion that patients with COVID-19 be treated with hydroxychloroquine unless in the context of a clinical trial. This opinion, to only use hydroxychloroquine in the context of a clinical trial, is mirrored by the recent IDSA treatment guidelines for COVID-19. In contrast, the NIH guidelines do not put the stipulation of needing a clinical trial on the use of hydroxychloroquine, and the SCCM guidelines do not mention the use of hydroxychloroquine at all. It is likely that not all clinicians will come to the same conclusion about only using hydroxychloroquine within the context of a clinical trial. Reasons for this include the relatively slow start of hydroxychloroquine in this study, favoring the group that did not receive hydroxychloroquine, and the difficulty of enrolling patients in a clinical trial versus the feeling of needing to do something before the results of a randomized trial are available. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.